addendum to our Wednesday Eats and Beats special. Here we are on Friday, but want a little more of a taste. I was looking for a concept in terms of what to serve for Super Bowl. So we contacted the folks at Relish Catering and Brett Tucker's here.
Well, for the Super Bowl, it's always about comfort. And it's about, you know, it's kind of like Christmas. People like to be at home in their comfortable spot.
Yeah.
You know, and or their lucky chair or whatever it be.
I'm sitting in my chair. I've got the remote. Yeah.
But, we do some interesting things with colors. There's some unique things you can do out there. You saw this morning we have sweet potato chips and Peruvian blue potato chips.
Can't get enough sweet potato chips. Yeah. Peruvian blue. Blue potatoes, I guess.
Blue potatoes, yeah. they're Peruvian, and it's real easy to do at home if you got a little home countertop fryer.
You buy
yourself a cheap little Japanese mandolin and a sweet potato and a couple of blue potatoes at Whole Foods and just kind of slice them into your fryer at 325 degrees and let them cook out and salt them, and they're good to go.
There you go. And a little protein as well. People are, and thank you for taking us beyond wings, if you will.
We've got the twist on wings. We have our buffalo chicken satay with a homemade ranch dressing. And, you know, everybody loves wings. This is just a different, easier way to do it and a little bit less messy. And then, of course, we have the bacon-wrapped cream cheese stuffed jalapenos.
Slow down. Say that again.
Bacon-wrapped cream cheese stuffed jalapenos.
And those things are absolutely delicious.
Yes, they are.
They really are.
They're the bell of the ball at any event we do.
what is the prep time for putting one of those things together? Is it pretty labor intensive, these things that you're talking about here?
No, a piece of cake. You split your jalapeno in half, take the seeds out, smear some cream cheese in there, wrap it with some tender belly bacon, and you're good to go.
It takes how long in the oven?
About 15, 20 minutes.
At what temp?
We do it about 375.
Mm-hmm. See, that's the difference between me and Rodney. Rodney actually knows what to do, and he knows the questions to ask. But
well, you have the Anita. She knows everything about the kitchen.
Thank you, baby. Now, Brett, I think I'm catching on to one of the chef's secrets. You get awesome ingredients, and you start putting them together.
Absolutely,
because
right.
That's three for three.
Yes.
On that particular item.
We have a saying in our business, and it's been a saying from a mentor of mine about 25 years ago. Take what God gives you and try not to screw it up too much before you get it to the customer.
Brett Tucker, the website, relishcateringco.com.